אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא חיבור.
We are reading selected excerpts on the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. We're reading from item number 6.
We need to connect all those things together because, after all, we are in a single desire. Although it shattered into many desires by the sin of the tree of knowledge, the shattering of Adam HaRishon, nevertheless, it's one desire. We are under the providence of one form, which is the Creator. And there is nothing more than the Creator and the created being. That's what we do. But this created being is divided into many parts. But nevertheless, we have a person and his family and his nation, his state, his earth, and his corporeality and spirituality. Relative to the Creator, he sees all those things in a general form, how he connects everything, all the parts of creation, specifically from the shattering and the separation that he did, so they would feel how they have more deficiencies and more desires and how they connect together, and by that they will reveal the Creator. From the analysis that they have, many desires, many thoughts, and they are divided and are colliding with one another until they come to synthesis, connection between them, and then they can discover the Creator on its entire complexity. Who is He? What is He? His thoughts, His desires, intentions, and so on and so forth. Consequently, we see that humanity's progress is also in such a way that we were used to develop personally, individually, and now we're coming to a state which is gradually becoming more round and more inclusive. Humanity feels itself entirely connected, like it or not, and we can't disconnect ourselves from humanity's future form, or specifically the end of correction towards which we are advancing. It won't happen when we reach the end of correction, the group, Nebuch, rather the whole world. And we need to take into consideration that the Creator has intended for that, and that's what He sees as the correct future, the good future, from the outset. That's how it was decreed. So when we are learning about the development of the world, the general law of development, we wish to ascribe to it our state, the state of the world, and our efforts for it. It gives us more strength, more greater direction and connection to our advancement. So let's see this part in the morning lesson about the last generation as the necessary thing, and actually the most important. When we yearn for connection, we yearn for the connection, correction of the world. And we are that group that is leading the correction. We exist only in order to keep this correction between everybody. We need to be the kli, the vessel that serves the Creator, and that in turn exists all over the world. So that's how we need to relate to the whole world. I have to bring to them the method of correction, the force of correction. I have to help them. I have to organize as many things as possible to be in it with them together. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 6, Baal HaSulam, Peace in the World. The law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the created the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority in government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there is the authority of the earth, when the evolving object is a living, feeling being. It suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of development.
Questions. Meaning there are two governances, the governance of the heavens and the governance of the earth. One is from nature that develops everything according to plan. This is called Beito in its time. And it brings each and everyone together to the predetermined state. And in that state, whatever will be, it will be. Two forces have to be connected when it's all said and done, and receive according to the law of equivalence of form, the upper force, two forces meaning both the good and the bad. They have to complete and complement one another, and they and receive the Creator in its entirety. That's how it's built. The upper force, the Creator created them as good and evil, introduced them into creation, and these forces need to connect between them and include the Creator in them according to the two equivalents of form. There's no question here, no, there's no choice whatsoever. This is the authority of the heavens. It's with great cruelty, as we've seen all those pictures, how the dinosaurs are falling and becoming extinct, all those catastrophes, the expansion of volcanoes, tsunamis, in short, wars, all of this is managed by the authority of heaven, and it doesn't consider, simply does not consider the fact that there is a desire to receive here that feels, that wants to be in fulfillment, in pleasure, and that hates, rather that suffers from those strict forces that come to it. There's no consideration whatsoever. It's nature. And the Creator is nature. He's not taking it into consideration. Unless, of course, there's a possibility for people, for the most developed part in nature, to come to know the process, know the plan, know the goal, and will know from its acquaintance with it what it can do in order to become similar to the upper force, the Creator, to resemble it. And by to the extent that it resembles it, it will become partners it with it. It will be called Adam, a man. Otherwise, it's a beast. It will be called Adam, meaning to the extent that he resembles the plan of creation, the purpose of creation, the actions he needs to do in order to constantly be more similar to the Creator, then he can accelerate his development and he's coming close to the Creator. But he's not doing it for that sake, of course, or to decrease the measure of its sufferings, but because it wants to support the realization of the purpose of creation. Only when he can rise above his ego, and he does it for a variety of reasons, suffer less, reach to good quicker, but actually only to resemble the thought of creation. And he wants to show everyone that the Creator is right, is just, and he justifies him opposite to what he himself is feeling and understanding. So he understands himself and he accelerates the development of all of creation in that direction that the Creator has established. Okay, clear? Moscow 7.
И вы сейчас объясняли, и Бааль Сулам в этой статье пишет про то, что есть власть земли.
You just explained, and Bal Sulam also writes here that there is the governance of the land, and people themselves can accelerate the development to let go of the shackles of time. This release from the shackles of time, it takes place when we are aware of the purpose of creation.
Of course, only if we discover the purpose of creation and we aspire to it above all the other egoistic desires that awaken in us, that I don't care about suffering or other calculations, rather I want to resemble the purpose of creation, the Creator's plan, and I want to get to it above my personal calculations.
Вот это освобождение такого времени, это только когда я сам для себя.
Being released of these shackles of time, is that only when I myself, or my ten, my group, when they're aware of the purpose of creation? Or should we release the entire world of these shackles of time?
No, we can't explain to the entire world. It all depends on the degree of development of each and everyone, but at least my ten or the group, the world group of Nebuch, those people can understand, can gradually agree with the purpose of creation, the correction of creation, with the form of the corrected world, and to make efforts to bring this matter closer. Tel Aviv 2.
כן, רב, אנחנו רואים שתמיד כל הזמן הטבע לוחץ עלינו.
We see that nature is constantly pressuring us towards development. So what is the point that the attitude changes?
I'm taking the group and the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and my connection with the Creator as a prayer, and I'm trying to go together with my spiritual development or even precede it. This is called I Awaken the Dawn. I want to accelerate my development
through actions in the ten,
only in this way. Me, the ten, the Creator, through the prayer.
Is it talking about only about private providence here, about the work of the people that are considered to be Israel? How do they influence the entire world? How does this light influence the entire world? If a person doesn't know this, hasn't had the point awaken in him.
If we awaken these lights, we draw them through us to the entire world kli, to all of humanity. We become a pipeline when we want to pass this upper light to them. We are included in their deficiency. We want to mitigate their deficiency and accelerate their development. That's what we do.
And everyone has to have this point in the heart awakening in them or not?
No, why? No, we have to do our actions, our work, to tie the Creator to all the created beings through us. We are as a pipeline, meaning we have a restriction, screen, reflected light, everything we need. And not that we don't have to worry about a desire for spirituality opening up for each and every person, a point in the heart. No, we just need to ensure that each and every person will be connected to the general spiritual development to some extent, even in the entire world, to know what's ahead of it, what it needs to come to, the form of connection between everyone. What is the future of the world from the point of view of nature, where just as nature is an integral system, also humanity, which is the most advanced part in nature, should also be connected and resemble the Creator as much as possible, more than all the other forms in nature. PT 19.
The law of development that will bring every harmful to beneficial. Can you explain that sentence? What does it mean?
No problem. The law of development is the law of nature. It comes from above. It evolves all the parts of creation. It's called evolution. By that, we all develop, including the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. And certainly we will reach a state where we will resemble the Creator, either through the good or through the bad. There are only two paths. In the beginning, it's through the force of nature, but after a certain period of development, when a person begins to disconnect from this form of the beast and is able to develop the form of man in it, inside this beast, the spiritual part called Adam, Hadomeh Laboed, one who resembles the Creator, then people who have that awakening can connect to the upper force and draw the upper force to them, and in this way to accelerate their development, and through them, as pipelines, they are passing the force of development to others.
This law turns everything bad to good?
Yeah, eventually all the bad will turn to good, but we have to be partners, active partners in it. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav, this morning. Good morning. How to be active in this work that's being revealed to us?
If we're talking about the general work, it's dissemination. Dissemination in all in all ways, in as much as possible. For us to disseminate the idea of the purpose of creation, the essence of creation. We are in the final stages and we should help these stages along because more states can develop here, you know. And there are such games where you roll a dice, and then you take a few steps. You roll the dice, and then you take a few steps. Sometimes you advance to a point, and it throws you back almost to the beginning, like ropes and ladders. We're in such a state where we can go back to the beginning.
To avoid this returning to that.
by keeping the laws of nature, the laws of the Creator, to connect to it more and more, and then through us, we pass the light to all of reality more and more. This reality, meaning all of humanity, is not able to act. It's not its fault. Rather, it all depends on Israel, Yashar Kel, those who connect this entire circle of all the nations to the Creator, through the line. We are the line. We are the line. Next.
By reading excerpt number 7, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 19. All this agony is felt only by the klipa, by the shell of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and he turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole world, of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all worries, sufferings, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies. And you find that all the agonies in the world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow.
Meaning all the torments, from the smallest to the greatest and the most general, are only so we would rise above our ego, above our will to receive, and desire to get rid of it, because it is the source of all our sufferings. This is the problem. We need to teach everyone, to explain to everyone, in general, the reason for all the sufferings, the reason for their existence is to pull us from the will to receive. And if we can pull ourselves out of our own will to receive, then we save ourselves from these torments and don't enter into all the problems and troubles. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, this future state that he's describing, if the whole of humanity abolishes the will to receive, where are we going to get vessels in order to reach some form of fulfillment with the upper light?
The will to receive doesn't disappear. It does not get purified. It becomes bigger and bigger. And when we come to the intentions to bestow, we increase the will to receive 620 times more. And instead of, or in place of the light that shines, also now we live, we exist because there's a small light, a nefesh of nefesh of nefesh, there's a tiny illumination that shines to us. It's called Kista de Chayuta, in the words of the Zohar.
האור העליון הוא רק עוד יותר ויותר גודל.
So the upper light only grows more and more.
ויותר ויותר ממלא אותנו. את הכלים.
According to our will to bestow, and it fills us, our vessels of perception, which are in order to bestow.
אנחנו חיים.
So we come to a state where we live in the light of Ein Sof. Both in the desire and the fulfillment, we are unlimited. And this is what awaits us.
Rav, it's not really clear. I mean,
it all depends on us.
What exactly does he mean that when we abolish the will to receive? What exactly does he mean?
שאנחנו את הרצון לקבל שלנו נסדר
that we will arrange our will to receive to be entirely in order to bestow to the other and through the other to the creator, and that this will to receive will grow more and more and reach the level of or the size of Ein Sof, of infinity, will open itself up in this way, since the Creator created a small desire, the will to receive that's in Malchut of Ein Sof. But it's not for nothing that it's called Malchut of Ein Sof, because Ein Sof can be, as I'm telling you about my cup, if it's filled without any limitation, it's, we say that it's limitless, there's no boundaries. If it's a little less then the top, then we say that there is a limit. Meaning, we can reach spirituality in such a way that we become infinite. Is there a boundary somewhere where nothing changes after it? No, there's no such thing as far as we can understand. No way to stop it. On the contrary, the fact that the Creator created the will to receive, that is opposite from itself, this gives the will to receive the ability to discover the Creator without any limitations and without stopping along the way until the end of correction and beyond the end of correction. Their advancement is not through corrections. We finished all the corrections. We finished installing the intention to bestow over the will to receive. And there, our advancement is through other forms, in other ways, which are not called deficiencies. But nevertheless, there's always a progress, total. Because without advancing, we can't discover the Creator as one who has no limits. But we'll see, it's so far ahead that we're not, it's not talking about it. Here and there you can see hints for it in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but we'll come to it. We'll come to everything.
Tzafon 2. Tzafon 2.
Rav, האם מחלות הן ענפים של שורש רוחני בהכרח?
מחלות?
כן.
Diseases?
Is there a spiritual root for diseases?
Of course there's a spiritual root for everything. It's opposite of state of health, of the order of the parts of creation. The cause of disease is because there is disorder between the parts, between all the all the parts of the body, all the components of the body. This is the cause of disease. It's when the parts are not all aimed correctly at the purpose of creation, and you have disorders between them, diseases. So the more we advance, we'll see more diseases and more illnesses, more subtle illnesses, let's say, as we are discovering it now, various viruses, and everything is a virus. And we'll try to bring such a force between us, the connection that we'll be able to connect all the parts of creation in the correct way, and there will be, we'll deny the diseases their foundation. It's like in a car. When the parts don't fit properly, you get all the malfunctions. Line 6.
Muchas gracias, Rav. ¿Acaso el sufrimiento individual es
un problema para las personas
del mundo de sentirse responsables por la corrección de toda la humanidad?
Is the individual suffering, does that pose an obstacle for the people to feel responsible for correction of the entire world?
Yeah, you can say that too. Let's read number 8.
So we are reading excerpt number 8, Bala Sulam, the peace. It's best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, nature, has the same numerical value in Hebrew as Elohim, God, which is 86. Then I'll be able to call the laws of God nature's mitzvot, commandments, or vice versa, the commandments of Elohim, of God, by the name nature's laws, for they are one of the same. Again, excerpt number 8. It is best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, which means nature in Hebrew, has the same numerical value as Elohim, God, 86. Then I will be able to call the laws of God nature's commandments, or vice versa, for they are one and the same.
Meaning there are no religions, no beliefs, there's nothing. There's a law of nature. And we have to learn that, and we have to keep that. That's it. Look what the Kabbalists are saying. And they're outside of all religions, all belief systems, all the rituals, ceremonies. Know the laws of nature and keep them, because we exist in that. We exist in the system of nature. And then it's certain we'll be able to come to the absolute good. And we'll conclude by that.
So today at 6 to 7 p.m. we'll have a recorded lesson, and at 7 to 7:30 we'll have a workshop with the Kabbalah instructors. And today at 5 p.m. Israel time, we're meeting with tens around the world according to the document that was sent.
Let it all